Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Allen looking to throw. Pressure throws. Incomplete! Don't see a flag! Eagles gonna hold on!
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Oh, the Buffalo Bills losing that game a couple weeks ago to the Eagles on the failed two-point try on the final play. Well, not the final play of the game, but basically the final play of the game. Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady on the call on Fox. The Patriots won the AFC East as a result of that finish. And now, if the Bills are going to make the Super Bowl, likely going to have to win three road games to get it done, starting this weekend in Jacksonville. We'll begin the preview of all three games in the NFL coming up on Sunday on Wild Card Weekend. The phone number, 310-840-4910. Let's squeeze one in here because it's about the Monday night game. Tom in New York. Tom, what's going on? Welcome to You Better You Bet. Do we have Tom? Tom is going once. Tom is going twice. Oh, Tom, go ahead, buddy. We got you now. Hey.
Hello. Oh, sorry.
I think Tom's cell service is not great, but I can see on the screen here that Tom wants to talk about the Steelers having a chance to score on the Texans offense. I absolutely, or the Steelers, can they score on the Texans defense? And I absolutely think they can score enough to win the game. Do I think they're going to score 30 points? No. No way. But DK Metcalf's going to be back. And do I think Metcalf will be good for one big play down the field on Derek Stingley or Kamari Lassiter? I do for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think Pittsburgh is not just going to cover on Monday night against Houston. I think the Steelers are going to win the game on Monday night against the Houston Texans. 310-840-4910. And keep the comments coming on YouTube. YouTube chats have been on fire. The first couple days here, we've been reading the comments here on the show. Want to get to a couple that were typed in during the break on Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. At Void Null, 9222, he thinks the Patriots will cream the Chargers. Interesting verb choice there. Patriots' new dynasty is here. Can't say I agree, but we'll find out on Sunday night. Mark Summers, a lot of people leaning on the Packers. I do like the Green Bay Packers to beat the Chicago Bears. And our resident Bears fan, Kevin Hilmers, says he likes the Bears on the money line. I don't blame any Bears fan for liking their team. I do like the Green Bay Packers, though, coming up on Saturday night. Go Birds 12-11 says a Packers win means no Eagles-Rams NFC Championship game. That is true, but maybe we get that in the divisional round next weekend instead. We shall see. And even if the Eagles and Rams don't end up playing each other, Go Birds, and to everyone watching and listening to the show, I do think that one of those two teams will win the NFC. And whichever one wins the NFC will win Super Bowl 60. All right, Sunday in the NFL playoffs. Bills in Duval against the Jaguars on CBS. Jim Nance, Tony Romo on the call. The Bills, a one-point road favorite, total of the game is 52. And I'm going to come out of the chute And I'm going to say this, and before you think I'm crazy, and before you say that take is way too hot, before you say that, remember what I said last week on Friday when talking about the Ravens-Steelers game on Sunday night. If the Ravens lose, they must fire John Harbaugh. They lost. They fired him. Now hear me say this. If the Buffalo Bills lose on Sunday in Jacksonville, Sean McDermott needs to be fired before the Bills leave Duval County. And John Harbaugh should be the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills before the plane lands in Western New York. This needs to be like job on the line for Sean McDermott. And I don't care that this is a 1-point spread. Like Bills, it's a basically flip the coin game. I don't care about any of it. The Buffalo Bills cannot lose this game. I don't want to hear any excuses, none, about the pass defense or the lack of weapons. I don't want to hear about any of it. None of it. No excuses here. No Mahomes. No Lamar. No Burrow. No excuse for Josh Allen. If the Bills lose this game, and I understand they're not a massive favorite in the game. I get it. But if the Bills lose in this watered-down AFC playoff field in the first round, this would be like watching John Wick and Keanu Reeves dies in the first 30 minutes and the movie ends. Or like you're watching the first Rocky movie and Sylvester Stallone 20 minutes in goes, "Yo, Adrian, I'm retiring." Movie ends. Like, you can't have this. Josh Allen's the star of this movie. He's the star, should be at least, the star of the AFC playoffs. And if Josh Allen is Josh Allen, and Josh Allen plays his best, the Bills are going to win the game. They will win. And I don't mean that as an insult to Trevor Lawrence. I'm a huge Trevor Lawrence fan. I bet the Jaguars to win the division. I can't believe that bet cashed. I've been in on Jacksonville this season. And Trevor Lawrence is awesome. I wanted him after like his first start at Clemson to start for the Giants. I've loved Trevor Lawrence since his freshman, since the first year he started in college. He's not as good as Josh Allen. He's not as good as Josh Allen when they both play at their best. He's not. So if Josh Allen plays at his best, the Bills should win. And I don't care about the Bills' pass defense. I don't care about anything. Buffalo absolutely needs to win this game. And I think they will. I don't know if I'm going to bet it. It feels like a toss-up to me. I haven't bet it yet. And again, at MGM, Bills a 1-point road favorite. I will probably end up with a wager on the Buffalo Bills. I do think you'll get a great Josh Allen performance. And if you made me bet right now, and I do have them in some exactas, which we talked about throughout the NFL season, I do think the Bills will win the AFC. It's a watered-down conference. And the Bills have the best player. And he plays the most important position. He's the star of this movie. And if the movie ends 20 minutes in, like James Bond dies in the next Bond movie in the first 30 minutes, that's what this would be. Sean McDermott's got to be fired. Like, you'd fire the director of that movie, right? You'd fire that director. If James Bond's dead 30 minutes in, why would you go see that movie? Sean McDermott's got to go. If the Bills don't win this game, I do think the Bills will win the game. Do you agree with me on the Bills firing Sean McDermott if they lose? And do you think the Bills are going to win the AFC? 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@TheKostos. We move on to Sunday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady will have the call of the Eagles and the 49ers from Philadelphia. The Eagles, 4.5-point favorites in the game, and the total in the game, 44.5. And to help us preview the game, let's take a listen to legendary play-by-play man and friend of our show and friend of this show as well. And he will join us here on You Better You Bet in the weeks to come. The great Ian Eagle joined Pat Boyle and Brad Evans last night on BetMGM Tonight and had this to say about the reigning defending Super Bowl champions.
The biggest question for me is the fact that Philadelphia this season did not feel like the defending Super Bowl champs is going about their business. It was a pretty vanilla year by comparison to what we saw take place a year ago.
Ian Eagle's 100% right about that. And great job by Brad Evans and Pat Boyle last night. BetMGM tonight here on Westwood One Sports, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Awesome interview with Ian Eagle. And if you missed it, you can check it out in podcast form. Search BetMGM tonight wherever you find your podcasts. There's no disagreeing with Ian. The Eagles have been pretty vanilla this year compared to what they were last year when they were way more dynamic offensively, of course, with a different play caller in Kellen Moore. The Eagles' offense at points this season has been offensive. The Eagles' offense for much of this season has been impotent. And they've had a failure to perform in the big moments. It's a good thing, then, that I refer to the San Francisco 49ers defense as Viagra. Because they're going to fix the Eagles' performance issues in a hurry. Whoop! Oh, yeah. This Niners defense is dreadful. And if the Eagles can't score on San Francisco on Sunday afternoon, Kevin Petullo should have to stand trial before Nicolas Maduro. Like, put Kevin Petullo on trial. Send him to Guantanamo Bay if the Eagles can't score in this game against this version of the San Francisco 49ers defense, this bastardized version of the San Francisco 49ers defense that doesn't have Nick Bosa, doesn't have Fred Warner, and every single linebacker on the roster is hurt, and that is not figurative, that is literal. They're all hurt. This team's the walking wounded. Trent Williams isn't practicing. You know, the future first ballot Hall of Fame left tackle for San Francisco, not practicing. Ricky Pearsall didn't practice yesterday for San Francisco. It feels like a lot of the really good players are not 100%. And the last we saw of Brock Purdy, he was like lying in a crumpled heap on the grass last weekend against the Seattle Seahawks after suffering a stinger. And now, you know, here's just Jalen Carter and the Philadelphia Eagles defensive front. Jalen Carter's back at practice, and Lane Johnson's back at practice, and Nick Sirianni gave his team the week off last week, basically, and played backups against Washington and said, you know what? We want to get our guys healthy and get them right. We care about that more than we care about seeding. And at this moment in time right now, it feels like that was a good decision. We'll find out on Sunday. You better you bet with Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, on this Thursday. Now, this line has gotten slammed over the course of the week. We're now Eagles minus 4.5. Do I want to lay 4.5 with the Eagles? I'll tell you what I don't want to do. I don't want to bet San Francisco at any of these. I would need 6 to consider betting the 49ers. I like the Eagles as a money line parlay piece. Now, the obvious connector here is, what about Eagles-Rams? Okay, like, you're not going to get, like, it's still a minus price, like minus 145, minus 150 for an Eagles-Rams two-team money line parlay. Maybe you put the Bills in there if you like Buffalo. You like an NBA game tonight, a college basketball game tonight. I would be pretty surprised if the Rams lost or the Eagles lost this weekend. Yeah, Kenny Henderson in our chat, our engineer. Kenny will join us later in the show. Kenny says to put Indiana in there tomorrow against Oregon. That's not a bad one. Indiana, Rams, Eagles. Man, that's chalky.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Sometimes, chalk wins. I think the Eagles win on Sunday against San Francisco. Last game to hit for Sunday. We have a lot of comments in the YouTube chat about this game. How about our friend Rudy, 95? He likes Stephon Diggs over receiving yards. Drake May's number one guy that always performs in the spotlight. There's jokes to be made. I won't make them. Patriots number one in EPA with passing the season with what should be the MVP, Drake May. And there's a really fun conversation to be had about this, right? Because Drake May's had this legendary season for a second-year quarterback and could very well win MVP. Detractors of Drake May will point to the strength of schedule and the past defenses that the Patriots have played. And I'd like to split the difference here, because this is like kind of that the debate that kind of forces people to go nuts on either side. I think both things can be true. Drake May's awesome, and he faced a very soft schedule of opposing pass defenses. They both can be true. And I think that's a really fair way to put it. Sunday Night Football, NBC, Tariq Owen Collinsworth, two of the all-time greats. New England, a 3.5-point home favorite against Justin Herbert and the Bolts. Total is 46. The big injury thing in this game, Chargers rookie running back Omarion Hampton didn't practice on Wednesday. Feels like he's probably on the wrong side of it right now after what Jim Harbaugh said about Omarion Hampton yesterday. But we'll see what happens today and tomorrow, and we get a full practice report for this game. Now, at this moment right now, Justin Herbert, this is a dated reference, is like the knight from Monty Python. It's like missing limbs. He has been battered and bruised to such an unbelievable degree behind a Swiss cheese Los Angeles Chargers offensive line. Good thing for the Chargers, though, that the Patriots can't really rush the passer. And I don't like this Patriots defense. And I've said that all season long, and I've said it at points this week. Now, I love the Drake. I loved Drake May last year. If you missed it, you can go back and check it out. Find my social media. I've said Drake May is a star since his rookie season. I love Drake. Justin Herbert, on Sunday night, has a chance to be Kendrick Lamar. Da-da-da-da. And beat Drake. Jesse Minter, Chargers defensive coordinator, could very well be a head coach in the next month. We'll see how far the Chargers make. Like, this is a step up in class from the vast majority of what the Patriots have faced this season. Do I think the Chargers will pull the outright upset? Maybe. I think it's definitely possible. Will I have a Chargers money line bet? I will. But the bet that I really love, you're going to give me 3.5 with the Chargers, with Jim Harbaugh, with Justin Herbert, with the better defense, and Herbert might have time to throw? Yeah. Los Angeles, Superchargers. Give me the Chargers plus the points. We'll back it up with a bet on the money line. Do you think the Chargers can upset the New England Patriots? YouTube.com/@TheCostos, 310-840-4910. We'll take a quick break. And coming up next, we'll wrap up our number one with one of the funniest trades in the history of sports and the two teams in the NBA that demand your attention and potentially your money here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.